in a weekend, weekend. Partying, fun, 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 fun. Partying, fun, 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 fun. Looking forward to the weekend.
KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Dave, if you're listening, that one's just for you. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. Whatever you'd like to talk about on this Friday, heading into a beautiful weekend. And of course, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. So somebody just asked me who actually, came up with Nevada. Who discovered Nevada? Well, it's got a long history, but as I'm looking at what's actually printed on Wikipedia, wow. And I know that's like a George Soros place or whatnot, but listen to just this line. After the beginning of the 20th century, profits declined while progressive reformers sought to curb capitalism. They imagined a civilized Nevada of universities, lofty idealism, and social reform. Huh. Yeah. That sounds about right, the way that we've been taken over by liberal progressives. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show. Let's go to the phone lines again at 884-9910. Check in with my guest once again, Paul White, QOLReno.org. And boy, that is some fantastic news, Paul.
Pretty great news, Monica. Pretty great.
Let's share it with everybody now.
Yeah. What we found, today's Friday. So yesterday, Tim McGivney and I went to the park to pass out flyers to the illegal squatters at the park to tell them, you know, what was coming Saturday. And we got there early in the morning, and to our pleasant surprise, there was an RPD officer there supervising two of the squatters, cleaning up the entire covered area by the restrooms there, cleaning the floor, arranging the tables. It dumped four barrels of trash. There were only two piles of personal belongings, and they were all, like, packed up, ready to travel, tied up against a tree. Gone was any sign of criminal activity, drugs or alcohol, illegal fires, anything. And we saw that, and we were talking to the officer, and then he had pulled back the tents from blocking so much, some of the area, a couple of big tents. And they could be gone, too, and I won't bore your audience with the details, but that's a situation where RPD has decided to interpret this Boise ruling more liberally than they have to. Otherwise, those tents could be gone every day. But the park, and we were back in the afternoon, and the park is cleaner and more usable than we've seen it in a year of monitoring it. And PD accomplished that simply by enforcing a few of the rules that we were going to look for to cite for citizens' arrests on Saturday. So they did our work for us. The goal of our activity was to get them to do what they can do, and they were willing to yesterday. Made an immediate difference. We're moving on and setting our sights for the next illegal homeless camps that we can find.
You know, that's interesting, Paul, because I have been reading quite a few comments on both your Facebook pages and my Facebook pages, and one thing is in agreement. If you're homeless, you're homeless, and I feel bad about that, whether it be your economic situation, your mental situation, but you don't have to live and surround yourself in filth. I mean, the plastic bags just kind of flow through the wind here. You know, there's no reason not to pick up after yourself.
Right. And, you know, it's, but it's encouraging. So we will not need to, it avoids the need to go in there Saturday. It avoids the need to argue pointlessly with any of the people who were planning to protest, some imagined attack on homeless people. It was just real simply and peacefully. What the police did is what we would have been doing Saturday, except it is their job, and the community works best when we stay in our own lanes. So they made that possible at Pickett Park, and things are better today.
All right. Paul, hang on the line, because actually we have a caller that would like to speak with you. Her name is Dee. Hello, Dee. Welcome to the show, and thank you for calling in.
Good morning. Paul, I understand that you run an institute from listening to Monica's show that is called the Stronghold Institute. The phone number that is given for the Stronghold Institute goes directly to your voicemail. Is there a number that this homeless person could call to speak to you live? And I'm not expecting you to give it over the air, because I don't have a phone. I am homeless through no fault of my own. It's just the circumstances of life. I have 2 college degrees. I have a very successful working career. I'm very willing to work. And I just have a slight gimp in my walk that is preventing me from getting a job. I was just wondering if you could help me out.
Now, Monica, are you there?
Absolutely. Monica? I'm here listening.
Yeah, uh-huh. No, I was, for some reason, there was a little technical glitch. I could just hardly hear, but my understanding is her name's Dee, and she's just having a trouble getting a job. Did I hear it right?
Yes.
And, okay.
And she is homeless.
Yeah. Well, Dee, first of all, if you call and it goes to voicemail, we were having a little bit of trouble with our own phones. So if it goes to voicemail, you can always leave a message. Now, if there's any problem with that, do you have and Monica, you're going to have to kind of translate her answer back. Dee, do you have an email address?
I cannot hear him.
Yeah, okay, this is not a good conference line. Dee, I will give you Paul's personal cell phone to call to help you, and I know he will. Because, Paul, I can answer your question. I'm familiar with Dee, and no, she does not have an email. Being homeless, she doesn't have access to that. So I will hook you both up together. Dee,
sure.
Thank you for the call. And if you hang on the line, Dee, I will email my producer right now the number that you need. So he's just going to keep you on hold. And Paul, I want to ask you to clarify something for people. You're taking a lot of heat on Facebook and social media because the Stronghold Institute and Quality of Life Reno, when you go out, you are based on Christianity. You are based on Bible teachings. And people
right.
have been commenting that for you is the only way that you will help, is if people turn their lives over to God or recognize that. Is that the case, or will you help people that just need help?
No, that absolutely, Monica. Let me explain. And people have a question should call us, because after we're on year number 7 or 8 with Stronghold and QOL, and we have yet to have ever turned down or lost someone because we say we're Bible-based. And what that means, we don't care what our clients believe or if they believe anything at all. It refers to what we believe about them. And the two basic Bible principles we believe about them are that, one, you can absolutely move beyond your past. It doesn't have any bearing on limiting you in your present and future. And secondly, that anything good is possible. Well, I have found in working with clients of every religion and no religion at all that there wasn't one, not one person, who didn't wish to start from that standpoint, that right today, like with Dee, I guarantee you, in fact, I'd love to track her progress through your show, Monica, and have her be able to share how her life turns around if she'll work with us, that we work with these people so that there's no limit, and you stop worrying about being too qualified or underqualified, or too old or too young, or male or female, or so no limits. And the other thing, that anything good you're trying to do is possible. So that's the starting point it gives them. We're not trying to sign them up to go to this church or that church or no church at all. We're simply using a spiritual rather than a limited material perspective to help them solve anything they're trying to improve in their life.
And that's where I get frustrated, that there are so many people out there spreading so many bad reviews about you and Tim, and trying to make Tim, you know, trying to make him look like a criminal because of his past. And it's like, well, he's overcome his past, which is just great proof of, you don't have to live the way you were or are living. You can
right.
find hope out there through other forms.
Well, you've heard that saying, Monica. You have no control over what people say. You have complete control over whether or not it's true. So I would tell people, don't let somebody make, if you're looking to change your life, don't let somebody else's unhappiness and bad attitude and personal grudges keep you from getting the wonderful help that we can give you. Call us up. Come over and see us. You tell us what you're wanting to change in your life. We'll tell you how we would do it, and then you decide. Does that sound like something I'd want to try?
Exactly. Paul White, thank you so much. QOL-Reno.org, or you can go on to the QOL Facebook page and check out all the comments that from some pretty admired people here in Northern Nevada that just don't want to do anything and call Paul the shyster. You know, imagine that. Elected representatives just don't want to do anything. KKFT, talk lines are open at 884-9910 here on 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here with me today on The Monica J Show, 884-9910. If there's something that you would like to make a comment on today, or if you've got an event going on that you'd like people to participate in, Monica at 991FMTalk.com as well. Well, you just heard the great news there. Getting the word out, taking action, getting things done, whether the left likes it or not. You know, I'm a big girl. I always have my big girl panties on, so I don't care what people are saying about me on Facebook. But imagine that. Because of the actions that people were taking, Pickett Park is now a lot cleaner than it was. I love law enforcement in this area. I would never diminish our first responders, whether it be the men and women of the fire department, of REMSA, of the police force, the sheriff's deputies out there. But it's not the men and women who are in those patrol cars, who are in those NHP vehicles, who are in those ambulances, in the fire trucks. It's the administration. It's that upper echelon who chooses all of the rest of the upper echelon. And it's how they work together and follow the direction of those who hold their careers in their hands. Those are the people who need to be held accountable for the decisions that they are making. And hands down to the RPD officer that was out there yesterday and supervising the squatters in Pickett Park, that now QOL Reno and its supporters will not be out there on Saturday because they don't have to be. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with TJ this morning. Hi, TJ. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, I have so many things, but it would take hours for me to go through everything. First of all, the Douglas County barbecue sounds really yummy, and I'm going to do my best to see if my husband and I can get out there. You got me on the beans and the muffins, you know, but it sounds like a lot of fun. I'm one of these people, I could eat the muffins and the beans and forget about all the other stuff, but I'll try to get out there.
Exactly.
I was reading about it. It sounds like a lot of fun, so I'm glad you're going to be there. One of the other things, you know, I saw a poll this morning, and it's really disturbing. It tells you the mentality of Democrats. They did a poll on, does the problem with Joe Biden affect your feeling about voting for him? Do you know that Democrats pretty much said they don't really care what he did? They don't care how many crimes he committed or what he did bad. That doesn't mean anything to them. They're going to vote for him anyhow.
Yeah. Because it's not about the person who is elected. It is about the person who will do what they are told, sign the bills that they are told to sign, and do what is necessary. They will protect them. That's what they have always done. They protected Hillary Clinton. They're protecting Elizabeth Warren right now. They're protecting Joe Biden. They don't care what they've done in their past or even very recent past, because they just want literally that electability that they can get people to vote for.
Absolutely. You know, it's you know me, I'm all over the internet and I'm watching everything and reading everything, and I sat there and watched the Trump rally yesterday, and I thought he was amazing. And he said so many great things. And then what the media focused on was that he mocked Strzok and Page, their romance. That was one of the things. Then the other thing was that he used profanity, you know? He used the other word for a donkey. And I think that's the reason that people love him so much. He talks like us, Monica, and he doesn't hide things. So that brings me to...
Yeah, that word actually already came out on the air this morning by one of the listeners.
I know.
Or one of the callers.
I mean, really, they're so offended. You know, people need to go back and see the things that Hillary Clinton and everybody else says. I would love Judicial Watch to get all of the secret calls between Obama and Putin's ambassador, whoever he was, when he said, you know... please let Putin know that I'll be more flexible after my last election. But I'm so enraged.
Yeah.
And I hope that the citizens of Northern Nevada are enraged. And I hope they'll come out to my Trump rally on October 17th in front of the legislature building in Carson City from 10 o'clock to 1 or later. Bring your signs that say stop impeachment. We support Trump. Monica, people, you know, you see these protesters out in the street last night. When they get out there and they protest and they spit on people and they throw rocks at the cops, they're just exercising their right of free speech, don't you know? You know, but when we get out there peacefully and civilly, I'm so fired up I could jump through my windshield. But anyhow, I want to rile up the Republicans, Trump supporters, because if we can get a big enough crowd, we can get the media there. We can show, you know, that there are people out there supporting our president. So I'm just,
well,
I don't know if we'll still get
the media there, because even the local media, you know, when you're supporting Trump, that doesn't always happen. But we're going to keep talking about this, and we're going to be getting more people out there for you, PJ. So it's
okay,
October
Monica,
17th. We'll mention it again as it gets closer.
Thank God for you. Thank God for your conservative voice. You're the best.
Thanks, PJ. Let's go back to the phone lines quickly. Ron, I've only got a minute or so here. What would you like to talk about today?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Thank you for doing what you do for the Republican side of the state. It's not about Trump. I keep hearing this over and over in the news media about Trump. It's about the movement of keeping this country the way we like it, the way we've been used to it. It just boils my blood when I hear the other side talk about how, you know, this president is doing. That's why we voted for him. That's why we're going to vote for him in 2020. It's because we want the movement of taking this country back and keeping it the way we like it. And I keep hearing the liberal side talking about how they're going to leave the country because of the scenario that we're in now. I haven't seen a move yet, and I'm hoping they will.
Yeah, I'm willing to put up some money. I mean, hard-earned cash money for anybody who wants to move out of this country and go to another one. And I know a lot of people would support that. None of the celebrities left when he was elected. I'm sure that none of them will leave when he's reelected. And I just have to keep saying, leave our country the way that it was designed to be, a republic, the freedom of the people. And if you want that socialism, then go to Venezuela, go to Cuba, go to wherever you want to go, but leave us alone.
Exactly. That happened the other night with Charlie Kirk and up at UNR. When we went to that, there was a lot of the interrupters and the socialists yelling it, but not one of them want to leave this country. They just want to change this country.
Exactly. Exactly. Ron, thank you so much for your call, and call anytime. With those values, call anytime. It's KKFT, the home of Fox News. We're going to take a quick break here and find out what's going on nationally and locally in the news. 884-9910. It's Friday. Let's make the most of it on 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910 and always the non-talk line at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Dave this morning. Hi, Dave. What would you like to talk about?
Happy Friday, Monica.
Happy Friday, Dave.
I got a couple of two things. One is I was listening, I think it's TJ or something that called in and she got all fired up. The truth is Republicans are not going to vote in the president and the Democrats are not going to vote in the president. Democrats are going to vote Democrat. Republicans are going to vote Republican. What we have to get is the independents. The independents, bottom line, the independents is who's going to vote the president in.
Yes. Well, so, and the Republicans who haven't voted, because I know there are a number of them that just, you know, we make it as easy as possible with early voting, with absentee voting, now with same day registration and voting, which I am absolutely terrified of. Because how many people are going to come and cross that border, especially in the South, in Las Vegas, and just do something illegal, or people who, you know, are not of citizenship in the country and just register and vote? And we won't find out until later.
Well, it's getting this gradually getting a little tougher, and especially this state, it's a little tougher. But hopefully these few that have been caught and don't get sent back, they get sent to jail, hopefully will curb that a little bit. And I agree with you. It's terrifying to be able to register and vote the same day. And my feelings is if they didn't register earlier, then it's almost something isn't right, and they're most likely going to do that because they're illegal. But
the only reason that you should be able to same day register and vote is if that is your 18th birthday and you want to be in on it. That's the only reason.
So the independents, if the Republicans, especially in this state, the Republicans would get the independents to vote. And I'll give you, for instance, when we voted in our just fantastic governor, that's sarcasm, the Republicans really didn't show up like the Democrats did. But what's even worse, there's 22% of this state are registered voters are independents. And most of them, a majority of those, 75% roughly, lean more conservative. Now, with that, only 11% of that 22% showed up to vote. And that's how he won, because they didn't vote. So my goal is to rouse those and talk to those that, one, are not registered but are conservatives. Two, independents, if you're conservative, you got to vote.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, either that or just take a
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I no, wanted to shift ahead. Gears. The other thing is in Douglas County here, we're having some real battles down here with three of our five commissioners. And I'm going to avoid naming, but three of the five. And the issues we have is we're having this park development down here, and there's another one down in the Ranchos. Park development's like 2,500, 2,600 homes. That they per se have approved. Now they're going to talk about it after they approved it. The other thing is 500 and some homes off the end of Tillman out in the Ranchos. So we look at that and we're saying, and there's some more history to that that we could talk about another time. But the people are upset about it. We have too much traffic and not enough infrastructure down here now. But to top it all off, we already have 1,700 approved to build right now. And mm-hmm. now they're going to approve and put another 26 over 3,000 they want to. So we have three commissioners down here, and they're going to have challengers big time down here to get rid of them. Last election, we had a commissioner thought he could, he was running the show and he thought he was in good. He was our chairman and he got knocked out. So I'm just saying out there for the public to hear Douglas County, we need to be paying attention to what these commissioners are doing to us in the Valley. I don't mind growth.
And that's the thing that I want to reassure everybody too, because this is what the media, the mainstream media, whether it be radio, print, or TV, is they never talk to people when it's the primary beforehand, leading up into this. So for all of the elections, everybody is welcome and invited to come on this station. You can do it as challengers. You can do it as, you know, we'll have people together and do debates. It doesn't matter what county you are from here in Northern Nevada. I want everybody to know what you are standing for and standing behind, so people can call in and question and, you know, make and debate. You know, we have to know what people stand for, because unfortunately, Dave, sure, people say one thing to your face and then they turn around and they do something else.
Well, we have two of those three have flip-flopped on us. And that's one of the things that's upset. And you kind of wonder, what's being going in the pockets. You have to think that, because why would they change? But, you know when things aren't right, when they go backwards. In other words, they were very quiet. They had the meeting, and then they slipped in and approved this, and now they're going to talk about it for the public afterwards. Now, when that happens, yeah, and that's reverse to what it should be, when that happens, you know something isn't right. So,
Dave, thank you so much for calling, because that is just...
Thank you, Monica.
That's perfectly put. Perfectly put. All right, Dave, thank you so much. 884-9910. Sorry, I'm moving. I'm sliding down in my seat here, so I'm pushing myself up. Whatever you'd like to talk about today, if you want to get it in, and that just reminded me, Dave, of something that happened to me yesterday. And after the movies that I took my little to, we went down to the Summit, and then I had to drive her back to the North Valleys. It took an hour. It took an hour. Once you got, even before the spaghetti bowl, it was literally just 50 miles an hour. Just through that whole thing, all the way out through the North Valleys. It didn't open up until the people who were going off on Stead Boulevard got off onto Stead. So if we have that kind of problem now, and I mean, yeah, I was there at rush hour, so it was about a quarter to six o'clock. If we have that problem now, imagine what it's going to be like approving all of those new subdivisions, all of those thousands of new houses out in the North Valley. Has anything been planned to go from 2 to 3 lanes for I-580 out there? North 395, by the way. Where is NDOT on this? Where is the state on this? Even just being on the side streets, packed. And I see all of those new apartments, all of those new townhouses out there. You have to remember that when they're doing planning, they're forecasting for the future. And we know how we know the luck of forecasters, whether it be for the weather, whether it be for financial times. You're forecasting. You know what that is? That's guessing. Your opinion and guessing. You have no idea when bubbles are going to burst. Personally, I believe we are in a bubble right now. I believe homes are overvalued. Sorry if you're a homeowner, which I am, but I think that, you know, ooh, great for my husband and I, but I think our home is overvalued. And so we look at that and we prepare for that. What's going to happen when this bubble breaks again and bursts like 2008? You have to prepare. And you have to call on these planners and say, what are you thinking? We already have 40,000 to 60,000 homes in developments already that are planned and being built and being worked on. We really have to worry and push through all these other thousands of homes right now? Yeah, can't do a moratorium or anything like that, because that's a bad word when it comes to development and planning. But I'm with Dave. I'm for development, but I'm for smart development. And once again, you only have elected representatives on these boards that are planning for all this development going on. Where are the professionals, the roads people, the people that live in the communities? Yes, you have your neighborhood advisory boards. But where are the other professionals that say the water, the sustainability for the roads, the schools not being built, substations for the police not being built? We'll be back after this. It's KKFT, the Monica J Show on 99.1 FM Talk. Can you answer my questions? KKFT. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Monica at 991FMTalk.com all weekend long if you want to send me an email. But we're going to wrap up the show now with our final call from Fred in Sparks. Fred, what would you like to talk about today?
Well, you finally kind of tossed me over the phone call. I had to call in. So I agree. I'm a northern native Nevadan. And the funny thing is that they've got all this growth going on and they're not realizing what they're causing, because I drive 800 to 1,000 miles a week and I see the traffic that you're talking about. And I mm-hmm. see the problems is, as an example, dozens of lights every day that don't function properly, that cause cars to sit there for no reason and cause smog in this area. We're bringing in all this growth, and then they complain about the smog in the wintertime. And then we're going to go into a drought. I've been here 50-plus years. I've seen 5 droughts. I've seen 5 floods. pretty much as an average, we're going to go into a drought. And the first thing they're going to say is, oh, you need to xeriscape your yard. You need to do this. We need to curtail your water. And I say, before one of you California liberals have moved over here that vote terrible takes my glass of water, why don't you take and go back home? And I got into an interesting conversation with a gentleman here a few weeks ago. And, of course, he fired back with, yeah, but what's the equity in your house done? And you should have saw the look on his face when I told him, I would gladly give up $200,000 in equity if 90% of you broke mine in California would go back home right now. I have no problem with it.
I'm right there with you.
When you put that kind of money on the line, you should have saw the look on his face. He was like, oh, my. I said, yeah, $200,000 with a blink of an eye just to get rid of 90% of you broke-minded people. And they're going to come up with all these rules.
I didn't move to Nevada, and we didn't move to Nevada and buy homes and start a life here to just grow equity in a home. We moved here for the quality of life.
Correct. And the big thing is, my grandparents moved here in 1914. So I've been here a long time. And when they want to start pushing things on us because of that, as an example, because of the lights not working, how much smog, plus the people, I want to have a wood stove. I like exercise. I like a warm house. And they don't want me to have my wood stove in the wintertime, which is a very, very minuscule part of our pollution. But they want, I'm like, no, when you fix your lights and you curtail how much growth we have, then I will not have my wood stove until then. Pound salt, Washoe County. I don't care what you say. You get your
act together. Yeah, they want you buying the utilities. Yeah, they want you buying utilities so they can keep getting reelected. Fred, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it, and I'm right there with you. Thank you for finally turning over the edge and sharing your voice. Gino, real quick, I only got a minute.
Hey, Monica, you know, it's kind of funny. Everything he said, I completely agree with. I did not come here for all of that. It's a lifestyle I want. But it's about principle. And you look at what's going on in our country right now. You got all of the NBA caving to China. Thankfully, the commissioner changed his mind. You got Apple and Google making all these things to allow the Chinese government to track people. Let's understand, there were certain principles that once upon a time defined America. I think the same thing about Nevada. Nevadans have always been pretty much libertarian, low growth, low government. You came here because you wanted to be left alone, and you leave other people alone, and yet people just care about money. As long as you're going to make money, it doesn't matter what principles are. And I am sick of it. And I think as Americans and as Nevadans, we need to stop and think about what do we really live for.
Exactly. Gino, thank you so much for getting back on that line and calling back. All right. I want you to have an absolutely awesome weekend. Hit it for me, Dan. Got a little David John and the Comstock Cowboys. Okay, don't overpower me. Little David John and the Comstock Cowboys as we wrap it up today. Heritage Day at the Dangberg Historic Ranch Home in Minden this weekend. Actually, it's tomorrow, noon until 4. We are going to have so much fun. Get out there, wear your best Western wear costumes, and you could win $250. We've got raffles going on. There's going to be booths out there. Bring a little shopping money. And we are going to talk conservative politics, and we are going to talk about that way of life. My whole speech is going to be on the American dream, and some people have a different dream, and we have to take care of our dreams to overcome theirs, because their dream for America happened in Venezuela, happened in Nazi Germany, happened all over the place under the guise of socialism. And we cannot have that happen here in Nevada. And that, unfortunately, is what's happening. If you want to buy tickets, it's roughly $60 because live entertainment, $55 per person, gets you that barbecue. Good for the entire family because you know what? In school, your kids are being taught that capitalism is racist. So bring the kids too. Let them get an earful on how we are going to keep this country great with the help of President Trump's agenda. DouglasGOP.org. That's where you can buy your tickets or you can just show up. We'll have a few extra seats there waiting for you. Have a wonderful weekend. No matter what you do, take a look at the beauty around us. And then take a look at that traffic. Take a look at the tents along the freeways, along the roadways. And then wonder yourself, what do I do to keep Nevada great, to keep Washoe County great? You start paying attention and just start using your voice. And your voice is right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Love you. Have a great weekend.